Hello.
Hi.
So I left the house on the 17th. You left the house on the
18th.
And then, so we went to the Baker's for a couple nights somewhere in there. We went to my cousin Sharon's for a week.
Mm-hmm.
We came back. We spent a week in the neighbor's travel trailer.
Yep. Yep.
Uneven.
Thankfully, that was not a week. We eventually moved it to someplace flatter, but...
Oh, that's right. So that finished out September. And then, as it turned out, October, we were in the Mission House.
Okay. Yes.
And then that kind of got cross-contaminated when things from our home came in.
Yeah. Yeah. So our moldy... When we brought stuff from our moldy home, that brought, like, mold spores and mold toxins and to that Mission House, and then... We were getting sick from it again.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
And emotions really? Went wacko.
Yeah.
In addition to the flu-like symptoms. So we knew we needed to leave from there. So my sister Barbie, knowing that we couldn't stay at the Mission House, extended an invitation to come stay at her and her husband's condo for an indefinite period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what I remember about that condo is that we couldn't stay.
No. What I remember was, in love, she prepared a delicious, delicious dinner. Mm-hmm. I think it was stew. When we walked in, she welcomed us warmly. Here's this wonderful aroma of dinner in the air. Then after dinner, we cleaned up, and the aroma from the stew started to subside, and I just remember a stench, like it was making me sick to my stomach, and I didn't want to tell her that her condo stenched me.
I remember the stench too, and I remember crying that night because I was just so hopeless at that point.
I think we shared a futon for a bed. I think we were in bed together. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I had the outside. I remember getting up and opening the window because I just needed air. I couldn't breathe, and I didn't sleep. That odor kept me up all night. My body wouldn't relax.
Uh-huh.
I'd start to go to sleep, and then I'd smell it, and my body felt like something was wrong and was ready to flee. So in the morning, I didn't want to tell her.
That you hadn't slept all night?
I don't think I ever told her that.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
But I didn't want to tell her that. There was this terrible smell that we couldn't stay. It just, how do you do that? She cried. I don't know if it was because of feeling desperate for us or because I told her that her condo had a stench to it. And she said, "Where are you going to go?" And I said, "I don't know. I just know I can't stay here." So in love and tears, we said goodbye. And do you know where we went from there?
Was it the hotel?
Yeah. We found this. I was exhausted. This hotel was about 45 minutes away.
Okay.
And I thought I might have enough in me to drive 45 minutes, but no further.
Uh-huh.
And so we went to the Comfort Suites.
Mm-hmm.
And... it smelled fine to us. It was a relatively new building.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
I don't remember any smells bothering me there.
I think that's when I became chemically sensitive.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember at some point air fresheners started to bother me, and when they would mop up the floor.
Oh, yeah.
That would bother me. And I think we actually had to go through a couple rooms before we found one that didn't, have the AC didn't smell moldy or mildewy.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I remember.
No, we did move rooms. Poor people, if they knew who we were when we came to rent from them, they'd turn us away.
Immediately. So we lived there for quite a while.
At least a month.
Yeah, it was a month. It was a month long in a hotel. But I actually have a lot of good memories there.
Like?
Every morning I'd get up, go downstairs, and make waffles.
Make waffles?
Yes, waffles. Peanut butter and jelly waffles.
Oh, wow.
They're amazing. And then also peanut butter and maple syrup.
Oh.
It was an incredible breakfast, and I got to eat it every morning.
I don't remember what I ate there.
I don't remember either.
if there was an egg or fruit, I might have done something like
that. I think there was probably eggs that you ate.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah, and then we had a little refrigerator, and I know I ate a lot of microwave meals. And there were egg rolls, frozen egg rolls that we'd get that I'd heat up. I remember one time you were gone, probably out at the grocery store or seeing someone or something. The fire alarm went off, and I'm in my pajamas and barefoot, and so I just grab my computer that has all my schoolwork on it, and I run down the stairs into the lobby. I'm the first one in the lobby. And the guy comes out and says, "It's okay, it's okay. I just burned something in the microwave. You can go back." And I was like, "You had me in a panic for nothing."
I missed it. Totally.
You missed it. But I also remember at our homeschool co-op, while we were staying there, there was Crazy Hat Day.
Crazy Hat Day.
And I did not have a crazy hat. I didn't have any hats. So what I did was I put my hair up in a bun, stuck a fork in it, and then put a cup on top of the fork.
Like a paper cup?
Yeah, a paper cup on top of the fork, and that was my hat for the day.
High five. Did you get any compliments on your crazy hat?
Yes. I think I probably won the day. And also, Pete, I was sitting down in class, and then someone behind me plucked it off my head because the cup was just loose.
Uh-huh.
And so you could just detach it.
Then you just had a fork in your head.
Then I just had a fork in my hair.
I vaguely remember doing schoolwork in the hotel. That's a vague, vague memory.
I don't really remember schoolwork. I remember my brothers came over. And that was wonderful.
Two brothers?
Yeah.
Because we did do Thanksgiving there.
We did.
We were there during November.
Yeah.
So my mom came, two brothers, and a father.
Uh-huh.
And so we rented another room so all of us could be together.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we had Thanksgiving meal in the lobby.
I remember that.
Do you remember what it was?
Nope.
I don't have a clue what we did. Just remember it was Thanksgiving in the lobby. I don't think, you know, like, we each have our story. And in this podcast, this is your story and my story. Mm-hmm. And our perspectives are slightly different.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. We're not telling either of your brother's stories.
No.
We're not telling my husband's story.
No.
Because everybody has a different story. But when I look back and think, here's the guys off at college, and they come back, they don't have a family home to come to.
No.
They lost their home, too.
Yeah.
And one of your brothers, have we talked about what we did with the dogs when we left the house?
No, we haven't. What did...
So...
For a long time, they stayed with your mother, didn't they?
At one point, they stayed with Mom, and she was about to have a nervous breakdown.
They were not the easiest dogs to take care of.
She, as an older woman, she didn't need two little...
Yappy dogs.
Yeah, running around her feet. And she was trying to protect her hardwood floors, and so she put down newspaper or something, and praise God she didn't fall.
Yeah.
And the yard was muddy. I mean, that was so loving on her part. My friend and her husband, the Amoses, were willing to take both dogs for a time. They had them for a long time.
They did.
One of the dogs was sick, and they didn't want to take care of it, and so... Here we were, homeless and with a dog for a little while. One of the dear gals at co-op went home, made like a chicken dish and brought it, and then brought it back to co-op for me to feed the dog, and it helped the dog get better. Chicken and rice, maybe?
I remember that. We had the dog at co-op?
We were at the Mission House. That's okay. Where we were during that time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did he stay in the car? Was it Zoe? I think Zoe stayed in the car at night.
Because we couldn't bring her into the Mission House.
Yeah, I remember that now.
I remember feeling very, very desperate. Or just very like, this is all out of control. There's too much here. But the Amoses were so kind to have...
Both dogs.
Yeah.
And they had taken care of the dogs before while we were on vacation and stuff.
Yes,
but like to take the dogs for an extended period of time and not to know when they're going to get...
Yeah. So that was such a blessing. So back to the hotel.
Yes.
Everybody has a story. It turned out that, like, the boys didn't have a chance to say goodbye to their family dog. So the day after Thanksgiving, we went to a football game at the local university. Like, that was definitely a guy's idea. It was not yours or mine.
No.
But my mom had a really good time.
Oh, yes, she did.
She did. She was talking to the people behind her. She'd be, you know, best friends with them. And she was she enjoyed that. I sometimes enjoy sports, but I wasn't feeling well. We were exhausted. And I think, like, my husband bringing stuff from the house, I think I was affected by it.
Yeah.
And probably didn't even realize it.
And me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of us. There was a day where my husband asked me to go to the house, not to go in it, but outside. And there was some kind of meeting. It was an insurance adjuster, somebody else from the insurance company. It was the foreman from the construction job, maybe some kind of mold specialist. I don't remember. It seemed like there were five men and me in the front yard, all of us looking at this front of our house with the foyer window that didn't have any framing around anymore, just like set into the house, unfinished. Somebody was trying to help us get money from the insurance company, and we're looking at all these different angles. And I just remember the insurance person saying, well, if a branch from a tree had come through the window and broken it, and then rain came in and there was water damage from that, insurance would cover it. It would be like some kind of catastrophic. But since this was just a leaking window and toxic mold, the insurance company wouldn't cover it. Now, some states, but our state, that wasn't the case. So I remember from all that, the settlement was, I think we got $1,000 for something. I can't remember what it was, but somebody figured out a way for us to get some money from the insurance company for all that had happened in our house. What ultimately happened was my husband and the construction company took the house down to the studs, to the frame, mm-hmm. treated the frame, and totally rebuilt the house. New walls, new windows. This time it was wrapped. It wasn't wrapped the first time, which was...
What?
Do you know what that is?
I know what wrapping is. It's the stuff that, like you have the particle board, and then you put the sheet on it that protects it from moisture. It wasn't wrapped before?
Exactly.
They just put the siding directly on the...
Yes. My husband, he had noticed that, but before we bought the house in 2005.
Really? He noticed that?
Family that we bought it from showed us pictures of the construction mm-hmm. and the property and everything, which was kind of interesting.
Okay.
But he noticed that it wasn't wrapped. At that time, did we have any idea what it would mean for a house not to have Tyvek on it? Because it breathes one way,
so,
it breathes and protects from moisture.
So it allows moisture to go out but not in to the house.
Okay. So back to, we were living at the hotel. This one day I went to the house. I'm standing outside with these five people. We're looking at this house. Oh, so I guess I was talking about what eventually happened.
Yeah.
Was the whole thing was rebuilt.
And the windows were flashed and sealed properly, right. Correct?
Yeah. So I guess I was saying that the house was totally rebuilt, and this was mega, mega, mega money. That mm-hmm. So $1,000 towards a several hundred thousand dollar project didn't really seem like very much. The next day at the hotel, I was feeling awful, just awful. Like, my head hurt. I was dizzy. I had the chills. My lungs were burning like crazy. I was like, what's wrong? We're in a safe building. What's wrong? And then I realized.
You had been around the house.
I had been around the house. So that really got reinforced. Like, we were talking about learning that kind of from the time in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But that day really stood out in my mind. The air around the house, anything from the house, is going to affect me. And we threw some things out from the hotel, but I don't remember what we had left.
I think, I can't remember exactly when I threw this out, but I had a pillowcase that you had made for me. It was like silk, and it was leopard print, and it was wonderful, and I was so sad to throw it out.
Oh, yeah.
Leopard print with roses on it.
For me, a very, very significant, life-changing event happened while we were at the hotel. And I don't know if you even know what I'm going to say.
What happened?
So I would go out and I'd get groceries. And one of your brothers was coming to visit us at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought him cookies, and which is a little bit dangerous for someone like me who has a lust for sweets.
Mm-hmm.
I ate one of the cookies, and then I ate the whole package sitting in the car before I came into the hotel. And mm-hmm. then I felt sick from a whole package of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried out to the Lord many, many times in my struggle with gluttony, with overeating. But this time, like, it was like light just shone in the car that helped me see that we were in a desperate situation. We were homeless. Mm-hmm. And there was no way that I was going to be able to listen to the Lord, get his direction, if I was compromising myself. I was eating. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time I ever binged on sweets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, last time. I have overeaten nuts since then. I have eaten a little bit too much. I have eaten too much bread. Mm-hmm. But it was like no more.
Wow.
It's a deliverance. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I mean, I live with you, so, like, I see your eating habits and your struggles, but I didn't realize that about sweets specifically. That's amazing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Molded.
Life changes from toxic mold.